Hey everyone, it's Jamie, and today I want to kind of come back and talk to you about maybe some of the stuff I haven't talked about, which is when you have a not so good day. And this might prove to be a little bit more entertaining because, yeah, I haven't had like a good day actually in a few days, which is funny and ironic a little bit because I just put my update for day 53. And I was doing really good. And I really was actually up until about 2 days ago. And today seems to be like the worst out of the last few days. And basically, here's the rundown. I've been sleeping fine. I've been eating okay. I am so tired, beyond normal tired during the day. But it's not like, oh, I'm gonna take a nap and I'll be good. It's more like, yeah, you kind of have to stay awake and then feel exhausted, and then that's just your life right now. So it's just weird, like, I wish I could sleep, but it is definitely not something I feel like it would help. It just feels like this exhaustion that it's more like maybe more mental, emotional. I also get this, like, it's so odd, but it's almost where, like, I almost feel like my mind is like separate from my body in a sense, and that like I'll just be walking home, like I was just walking home from some from coffee, and like I feel like I know I'm walking, like my body is doing its thing and walking, but my mind is like a little bit somewhere else. And people are like, no, that's normal. I'm like, no, this doesn't feel so normal. I mean, I've had that before, but this feels more like I'm like watching myself and the world from a distance in a strange, strange way. I know there's a word for it. I forget the name for the symptom. I know some of my people will tell me, they'll probably write it below what it is, but it's not psychosis. Trust me, I'm like really good. I'm around responsible people and I'm safe and I'm fine. But I do want to give you kind of like this real life, and today I'm not feeling so well. Like, it can be that sudden, and where I was feeling fine and great, and then next thing you know, I don't. And so I'm trying to think, find some things why, and I really feel like it's because I stopped my, or I tapered out of my 6 a.m. dose. And so I had been tapering and taking 5 doses a day, and I tapered down off of my very first dose, which is my 6 o'clock dose. And that, I think maybe missing it at that point in the day and not having maybe spread out the 4 other doses that I have been taking, that I think caused me to have a little bit more withdrawal symptoms and maybe a little bit more noticeable of symptoms. So this is new. This is not something that I've had before, apart from when I had tapered by myself and failed. I had some more extreme symptoms than this, but so this is noticeable by all means, but it is definitely not normal for me, especially the last 50 some days. I felt great. And so I'm hoping that this is just like a wave of me not feeling well, and that will improve. So we'll just wait and see. I'm gonna try and get some things in order, as in like really just make sure I'm eating the diet that I want and watching my caffeine intake, because I also felt that occasionally like my heart will beat extra. It feels like I don't know, like your heart is jumping out of your chest, but it's only like for a few beats and then it goes away. So it could be because I've had a couple cups of coffee today, which I should probably slow down on. I need to check my food intake. Like, did I eat something the last few days that didn't help? Also, I'm like on and off sweaty, so that's amazing, as everyone avoids giving me a hug today. So I am, yes, it is a little hot in here, but I think that's just part of my body trying to heal from not being on the same amount of medication that I've been on. This is amazing, and it's part of it, and I'm accepting it as part of like what is happening to my body as I heal and come off this medication. from my understanding and what I've read, this is like kind of minor stuff. I feel like I've read about people who've really, really been through the ringer. And so I am hoping that this is just kind of mild and stays mild and goes away, but we will just wait and see and do our best to just, I don't know, kind of live in this state and just in the moment, how I'm feeling, understand it, and continue life as normal, try to work through it as much as I can. But yeah, I just wanted to give you that update because I'm sure a lot of you are like, there she is, like they were waiting for it. Like, okay, she's finally come to the point where she's feeling some symptoms, because I want it to be relatable, but I also don't want to like fake symptoms just so y'all are like, oh, she totally gets it, because I am new to this. I'm not really sure what's going to happen. And I just want it to be me documenting kind of the good and the bad. Yeah. So, I'm going to try and document a little bit more as I'm not feeling well. And I think maybe hopefully this can help some people who are looking for information on symptoms and maybe what it's like, what it feels like maybe on the not so good days. Yes, so thank you for listening and thank you for all your concern. Yes, I'm fine. You don't need to come rescue me or anything. Like, I would certainly reach out if something wasn't right, but I definitely am just noticing that things are not normal for me. So thank you and I'll get back to you soon. So it's Jamie. I'm back. We're in the same t-shirt. I want to talk also about some things I'm experiencing that I forgot in the first video, because also that's a symptom. I can't remember a thing. I think I checked my car like 3 times to make sure it was locked. Yeah, it was locked. It was locked. It was good. But I don't remember, I can't remember things very well in the moment. I'll just obviously not be able to speak so well, or I'll forget things I'm trying to say, or it'll come out wrong or inappropriate, and not because of any like particular reason, it just does. I'm probably not as thoughtful on what I'm saying, and obviously words aren't coming very easily. But that's just like one of the symptoms. I'm forgetful. I'll forget things like big things like to eat and to, you know, like it's kind of like when you're driving too and you just are so used to driving the same route. So you're like, you know, you're not maybe not watching, or I mean, you are, but like you're kind of not. You're thinking about something else, or, you know, you're into the music, or I don't know, whatever you're doing, if you're not paying attention to the street, which you should, by the way, for everyone's safety. But I think that it's important to say, like, okay, you know how that feels, like when you're just like in the routine and you don't even think about it, and you're like, oh man, I don't even remember driving home because like legit I was thinking about something else. And so I kind of feel like that's always right now. So yay, it's a strange feeling, and I'm trying to remember things. Like I'm trying to like put things in my phone and be like, oh yeah, remember to eat and to breathe and to, I don't know, dress yourself appropriately, and things that every person does normally automatically, but for some reason it takes a little extra thought for me. And I also probably not the greatest person to have a conversation with at this point, especially today, because I will probably just look at you and smile and blink and more smiling, and I will completely engage because I'm used to knowing what that looks like, but then my mind will be completely somewhere else, and I apologize for anyone I had coffee with and didn't listen to completely, but sorry about that. I did remember a lot, so I will say that I do have a summit memory. Yeah, so these are also just exciting things that I'm experiencing. Yeah, if you have any thoughts, ideas, what you went through or what you've seen your family go through, or any options for, hey, this is what helped me, or, you know, I'm up for that because I want to be able to help people too. So like, I'm cool about receiving that as well. Yes. So I'll update you some more. I just wanted to add that to it because of course I forgot it because that's a symptom, and I wanted to say it and I forgot it, but welcome to my life right now. Yes. I will update you again soon, and